From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of John McLaughlin. John is probably best known as a pioneer of jazz rock fusion. His early work with Miles Davis on albums such as Bitches Brew and being the founder of the Mahavishnu Orchestra in the early 70s. In 1988, McLaughlin released the album The Mediterranean. The centerpiece of the album is a three-movement concerto for guitar and orchestra. The movements are rhythmic, slow and sad, and animato, respectively. The orchestra is the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, with whom John previously collaborated in the mid-70s on the Mahavishnu Orchestra album Apocalypse. Here is John McLaughlin's Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra, The Mediterranean.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Mediterranean, a concerto for guitar and orchestra, composed and performed by John McLaughlin. Michael Tilson Thomas conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. From a 1988 Columbia compact disc, the album also containing a series of guitar and piano duets featuring John McLaughlin and Katia Lebeck. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode of Classics and Beyond, then please look for show number 1612. We'll turn to the music of George Gershwin to conclude the hour, and one of his most popular orchestral works, An American in Paris. Composed in 1928, this is a jazz-influenced symphonic poem, inspired by the energy and sights which the composer witnessed and felt while visiting the French capital in the 1920s. This performance is by the orchestra of the National Opera of Monte Carlo, Edu De Waart conducting. Thank you. George Gershwin's An American in Paris, as performed by the orchestra of the National Opera of Monte Carlo, Edo de Waart conducting, from a 1972 Philips LP containing three of Gershwin's symphonic pieces. In addition to An American in Paris, the record contains the Cuban Overture and an orchestral suite based on Porgy and Bess. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.